I used to travel from New York City to London. I was always afraid to go by airplane. Air flight always made me sick. So I would always travel by boat. Ah, yes. The many boat rides I took. I can remember all of them now. And I met many people on these boat rides. Every once in a while, I would meet a friend. And I can remember one especially whose name was Cowley. He and I both suffered from the same thing, insomnia. We couldn't sleep at night. And so we would while away the time playing billiards in the ship's billiard room. And it was on such a night as this that something happened. All of a sudden, the ship gave a start. I don't know what happened. Maybe it had hit a mine unreclaimed from the Second World War. The ship jiggled. Cowley was worried. He had fallen on the floor, and he picked himself up and sat himself in a chair on one side of the room, and I sat on the other side. "Do you think they'll send people to rescue us?" he said. I don't know. They probably will. "But when? When will it be?" "I don't know. I don't know." The lights flickered and grew dim again, and this time the lights went out. Now we were in complete darkness. But here in this room, we had a pocket of trapped air. How long it would last, I don't know. A day, a week, a month? That was asking too much. "When will they come?" asked Cowley again. I don't know when they'll come. "Will they come?" "I don't know that either. But they probably will. They'll be here soon. How does anyone know that the ship even had an accident?" "They'll know, they'll know. Rescuers will come, don't worry." Oh, I could put up with anything. Anything at all, if it wasn't for this pain pain in my stomach. I knew from that moment on, I had to stay awake. I couldn't see Cowley because it was dark, but I knew that I had to stay awake to make sure that nothing happened. And from time to time, he would... Oh, yes. He would laugh and mumble to himself. And sometimes he might say something. He would say something like, "I know what happens to people in our situation. I'm not quite sure I understand what you mean." "You don't understand what I mean. Of course you do. People who are captured like us with no food after a while get hungry. And where do you think they get that food? I'm not quite sure what you mean." "Oh, yes, you are. You know what I mean. People who are caught in a situation like us begin to eat each other." "What? You're crazy, Cowley. Please don't say that again." If it wasn't for this pain in my stomach, I could endure anything. I knew that I had to stay awake. I had to make sure that I did not fall asleep, because I felt that if I fell asleep, Cowley might attack me. So I listened for his heavy breathing. And then daylight came, and we could see a shaft of light come down through one of the windows. So we hadn't fallen that far. Maybe we were on a shelf, not too far from the surface. "Do you think they'll come today?" said Cowley. When it was light out, he seemed to be more happy. I said, "I don't know." But as time went on, as the day went on, and no rescuers came, Cowley began to get sullen again and moody. Pain in my stomach, and it became dark again. I sat in my chair, and I could hear the heavy breathing of Cowley across the room. I didn't know whether he was sleeping or not. Every once in a while, he would laugh or mumble once again. So for the second night, I stayed awake. And then it became dawn again. Once again, Cowley began to ask more questions about rescuers and when they would come. "If they haven't come by now," he said, "they're not going to come at all. There's not going to be any rescuers. The only people we can depend on are ourselves." It became night again, and I tried to stay awake. I tried to keep my eyelids open, but try as I could, I started to fall asleep. I woke myself up a couple of times, but then I must have really fallen off. I woke up and Cowley's hands were around my neck. I couldn't breathe. And I reached out with my hand. I tried to push him away. I couldn't take it. I couldn't breathe. And I felt my finger go into his eye. And I felt the warm jelly of his eye on my finger. And I put it in my mouth and ate it. And I pushed him away. He fell down. I stepped up. I reached out and I could feel the billiard table. I felt one of the cues. I grabbed one of the cues and I held it out, and as Cowley came toward me, I stuck the billiard cue right down his mouth. And he fell over. The billiard cue hit the floor and it went through the back of his head and cracked. And he made sort of a gurgling sound as he went down. That was 3 days ago. I could take anything if it wasn't for this pain in my stomach. Cowley's all gone now, and I'm hungry again.